shoe, where was the shoe hidden? Again, question one of our 51. Big screen character Milo Trindle hid four objects which would serve as evidence to convict Andrew Weick of murder. Each item was hidden in plain view so the police could easily find it. The second item was a shoe. Where was the shoe hidden? Good luck, trivia. I am Robert Coppola.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking about.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking about.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
With my baby, where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking about.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
Big screen character Milo Trindle hid four objects which would serve as evidence to convict Andrew Weick of murder. Each item was hidden in plain view so the police could easily find it. The second item was a shoe. Where was the shoe hidden? That was the first question of hour 51 in the world's largest trivia contest.
Just knows how to quit.
Phones down in the back. We are wrapping up question number one of hour 51. Big screen character Milo Tyndall hid four objects which would serve as evidence to convict Andrew Wyke of murder. Each item was hidden in plain view so the police could easily find it. The second item was a shoe. Where was the shoe hidden? And the answer is in a pile of coal. The answer to question one of hour 51 is in a pile of coal. Moving on to question two of hour 51. Sour, sweet, gone is the trademark slogan of what product? Once again, our 51, question two, sour, sweet, gone is the trademark slogan of what product? Good luck. In the middle of question number two of hour 51, sour, sweet, gone is the trademark slogan of what product?
Trivia 38. And Becca Paczynski.
Not to blow this dress again.
All right, phones down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. We are wrapping up question number two of Hour 51. Sour, sweet, gone is the trademark slogan of what product? And the answer is Sour Patch Kids. Once again, the answer to question number two of Hour 51 is Sour Patch Kids. Moving on to question number three of Hour 51. While officiating at his son's soccer game, this father was chastised by his dad. The reason is that he made a dishonest call to prevent the grandson from being embarrassed. What is the first and last name of the television grandfather who told his son that his morale compass had no needle because he had made that call in favor of the grandson's team? Once again, question number three of Hour 51. While officiating at his son's soccer game, this father was chastised by his dad. The reason is that he had made a dishonest call to prevent the grandson from being embarrassed. What is the first and last name of the television grandfather who told his son that his morale compass had no needle because he had made the call in favor of his grandson's team? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest here on 90FM. While officiating at his son's soccer game, this father was chastised by his dad. The reason is that he had made a dishonest call to prevent the grandson from being embarrassed. What is the first and last name of the television grandfather who told his son that his morale compass had no needle because he had made that call in favor of the grandson's team?
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's mine. I'm so glad.
with me and I feel fine.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. We're wrapping up question number 3 of hour 51. While officiating at his son's soccer game, this father was chastised by his dad. The reason is that he had made a dishonest call to prevent the grandson from being embarrassed. What is the first and last name of the television grandfather who told his son that his morale compass had no needle because he had made the call in favor of the grandson's team? The answer, Walt Finnerty. Once again, the answer to question 3 of hour 51, Walt Finnerty. Moving on to question number 4 of hour 51, what is the first and last name of the LPGA winner to be the first to jump into the newly named Poppy's Pond? Once again, question 4 of hour 51, what is the first and last name of the LPGA winner to be the first to jump into the newly named Poppy's Pond?
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knee. I know that's him. Yeah, it's 7-11 down in the boy gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get some. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me.
Number 4 of hour 51, what is the first and last name of the LPGA winner to be the first to jump into the newly named Poppy's Pond?
Please, 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 won't you? Like I please you.
please, phones down in the back. We are wrapping up. Question number 4 of Hour 51. What is the first and last name of the LPGA winner to be the first to jump into the newly named Poppy Spawn? The answer, Car-E Webb. Once again, the answer to question number 4 of Hour 51, Car-E Webb. Moving on to question number 5 of Hour 51. A recent music video appears to be set in Harlem during the Roaring Twenties. The star of the video arrives in a modern-day SUV, contrary to the setting. The camera pans the vehicle, which is in a dark alley, and closes in to display a California license plate. What is the two-word phrase printed on that plate? Once again, question number 5 of Hour 51. A recent music video appears to be set in Harlem during the Roaring Twenties. The star of the video arrives in a modern-day SUV, contrary to the setting. The camera pans the vehicle, which is in a dark alley, and closes in to display a California license plate. What is the two-word phrase printed on that plate? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest here on 90FM, your only alternative.
Gonna make her mine, all mine. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you'll be my girl. When you turn and walk away, that's when I won't say, come on, baby, give me your word. My girl.
Question number 5 of Hour 51. A recent music video appears to be set in Harlem during the Roaring Twenties. The star of the video arrives in a modern-day SUV, contrary to the setting. The camera pans to the vehicle, which is in a dark alley, and closes in to display a California license plate. What is the two-word phrase printed on that plate? Good luck! in the back, please. Phones down in the back. We are wrapping up question number 5 of hour 51. A recent music video appears to be set in Harlem during the Roaring Twenties. The star of the video arrives in a modern-day SUV, contrary to the setting. The camera pans to the vehicle, which is in a dark alley, and closes in to display a California license plate. What is the two-word phrase printed on that plate? The answer, Baby Jane. Once again, the answer to question number 5 of hour 51 is Baby Jane.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group. Your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
All right, question number 6 of hour 51. In the children's animated film Billy and Mandy's Big Boogie Adventure, we learn that Billy's father has just lost his job at the Freckle Burger. What is the reason that he gives his family as to why he lost his job? Once again, question number 6 of hour 51. In the children's animated film Billy and Mandy's Big Boogie Adventure, we learn that Billy's father has just lost his job at the Freckle Burger. What is the reason that he gives his family as to why he lost his job? Good luck. Number 6 of hour 51. In the children's animated film Billy and Mandy's Big Boogie Adventure, we learn that Billy's father has just lost his job at the Freckle Burger. What is the reason that he gives his family as to why he lost his job?
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting to you come, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away.
Down in the back, wrapping up question number 6 of hour 51 in the children's animated film Billy and Mandy's Big Boogie Adventure. We learn that Billy's father has just lost his job at the Freckle Burger. What is the reason that he gives his family as to why he lost his job? The answer, ate all the paper cups. Once again, the answer to question number 6 of hour 51, ate all the paper cups. Moving on, question number 7 of hour 51, get out your copy of the New Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 1. This recording team recorded a one-hit wonder. What are the first and last names of this duo featured in picture number 1 in the New Trivia Times? Once again, question number 7 of hour 51, get out your copy of the New Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 1. This recording team recorded a one-hit wonder. What are the first and last names of this duo featured in picture number 1 of the New Trivia Times?
Okay.
middle of question number 7 of hour 51. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 1. This recording team recorded a one-hit wonder. What are the first and last names of this duo featured in picture number 1?
I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped a towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? It was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. My dancing shoes on, yeah. I was a rolling and a showing, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, pushing and a smashing.
Down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. Wrapping up question number 7 of hour 51. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 1. This recording team recorded a one-hit wonder. What are the first and last names of this duo featured in picture number 1 in the new Trivia Times? The answer, David and Ansel Collins. Once again, the answer to question number 7 of hour 51, David and Ansel Collins. Moving on to question number 8 of Hour 51. In a recent television commercial for this product, a new feature is promoted through dance. While youthful dancers are performing these dance moves, we are told that they are things that you can do because of this new feature. The dance move names are displayed on the screen while they are being performed. The first is wave. The second is zipper. What is the third dance move? Once again, question number 8 of Hour 51. In a recent television commercial for this product, a new feature is promoted through dance. While youthful dancers are performing these moves, we are told that they are things that you can do because of this new feature. The dance move names are displayed on the screen while they are being performed. The first is wave. The second is zipper. What is the third dance move? Good luck.
Argentina. If you're romantic, senor, then you will surely adore Argentina. You'll be as gay as can be if you will learn to see seed like a Latin. For Mr. Soon as you learn, then you will never return to Manhattan. When you hear your te amo, you steal a kiss and then, if she should say mañana, it's just to let you know you're gonna meet again. I bet a little castanet that you will never forget Argentina. Where there are rumbas and tangles to tickle your spine, moonlight and music and orchids and wine, you want to stay down Argentina way.
Question number 8 of Hour 51. In a recent television commercial for this product, a new feature is promoted through dance. While youthful dancers are performing these dance moves, we are told that they are things that you can do because of this new feature. The dance move names are displayed on the screen while they are being performed. The first is wave. The second is zipper. What is the third dance move? Good luck from everyone here at 90FM. Ending question number 8 of Hour 51. In a recent television commercial for this product, a new feature is promoted through dance. While youthful dancers are performing these dance moves, we are told that they are things that you can do because of this new feature. Dance move names are displayed on the screen while they are being performed. The first is wave. The second is zipper. What is the third dance move? The answer is zigzag. Once again, the answer to question number 8 of Hour 51 is zigzag. Hi, Oz.
Hey, Becca.
How are you?
I see this boa constrictor here on the microphone.
Yeah, it's getting crazy in here. Crazy.
You want to settle down a little bit? Okay. I want to thank all the phone operators. There's a lot of 90FM staff back there.
I want to hear them. Can we hear the 90FM staff?
No. They're very boring. All the boring staff is in the back room right now, right?
Oh, there's one exciting person back there.
No,
one.
Oh, that was Brian Testicles. I want to thank Little Caesars Pizza, 345-2333 at 2501 Church Street, and the Hilltop Pub and Grill and Restaurant at 341-3037 4901 Main Street for bringing in some chow this evening for the hungry personnel back there. Are you hungry?
How come I didn't get any?
Because you need to stay well under 90 pounds, Becca. U.S. Cellular for phone service. Pepsi Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids. Our stores with their newest location at the Village Plaza there in Plover. And La Quinta Inns out on Highway 10 East. And the Cops Food Center's three locations in Stevens Point. In addition to that, I would like to, if you get out the music snippet number 3, because we're going to play that in a little bit. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Music Quest Musician Supply, 1101 Berluski Road, Stevens Point. They're at 344-6900. Whether you're an aspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center, that's what it is, Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Our store is your store. Grazzi's Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 3527 Highway 10 East. Their number is 345-7808. And the forthcoming dance space, 841 Clark Street, Stevens Point. They're at 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. So,
fun.
Do you have that?
Yeah, it's just snippet, right?
Right. You want to play snippet number 3.
Playing.
And that was music snippet number 3. The answers and point values for music snippet number 3. And I am going to include the name of the musician or artist that recorded it, but that was not necessary in order for you to get the points. Snippet number 3, song 1 was Not Ready to Make Nice by the Dixie Chicks, worth 15 points. Old Schoolyard from Cat Stevens, worth 30 points. Rockin' the Suburbs by Ben Folds, and that was worth 35 points. Suavecito from Mellow, worth 70 points. Mule Train from Frankie Lane, worth 15 points. Don't Hang Up from the Orlans, worth 50 points. Human by the Pretenders, worth 105 points. And Sunshine from Jonathan Edwards, worth 15 points. Once again, music snippet number 3, the answers and values. Not Ready to Make Nice, 15 points. Old Schoolyard, Cat Stevens, 30 points. Rockin' the Suburbs, Ben Folds, worth 35 points. Suavecito, worth 70 points. Mule Train, worth 15 points. Don't Hang Up, worth 50 points. Human, worth 105 points. And Sunshine, worth 15 points. A little bit of scuttlebutt. Which, it's just, you know, I have to tell you, there is me, you know. And I'm a pretty, you know, shy kind of person. I mean, I'm hardly opinionated at all.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, I mean, there are a lot of things in life that really give me joy. But I have to tell you.
Like your sons and daughters here at 90FM,
okay.
Right?
Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
This is great. I found out that this weekend people are going to Wikipedia and changing information on Wikipedia so that other teams get it wrong. Okay. You want to know what? It's like I'm so heartbroken. I can't even tell you how heartbroken I am. It brings pangs of pain to my pulsing heart.
I think that's so funny.
I am in hysterics. Okay. Well, anyhow, with that, I'll move right along, and you can do the CDA and move on.
All right. Thanks a lot, Oz.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
Good evening. Once again with 90FM News, I'm Megan Hairtrump. If these high schoolers want to party like the troops, they'll have to rough it like them. Plumbing problems almost flushed prom plans down the drain for Arkansas's Magnolia High School. The school was notified last week that the National Guard Armory, where the prom is to be held, has sewer problems. Rather than call off the big night, portable facilities were placed outside the armory. Prom coordinator Whitney Whiteclaw says the students reacted well. She says some even planned to pose for snapshots outside the prom porta-potties, although Mr. John Eckendorf says he would be too nervous about ruining his expensive, sparkly evening gown. In other news, your mother might have told you not to go shopping while hungry, but she probably forgot to tell you not to commit robberies on an empty stomach. Jessica Roman hopped a cab to local Subway, bought and paid for the meal, and returned to the cab. There, she told the cab driver she forgot to get a cookie and returned to the store. Police allege she threatened the Subway clerk and demanded money, while indicating she had a gun. When the clerk refused, Roman fled after stealing the cookie. Roman is also a suspect in a previous robbery at the same restaurant. I'll have a look at your Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Your weather tonight will have thunderstorms late in the evening, with occasional thunderstorms after midnight, low of 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy during the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Cooler, with a chance of showers during the morning, high of 65. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 39. Currently, it's 61 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams. Just kidding, I will not. I will have the point values from hour 50 and question one from hour 52 of Trivia 38 after this Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is Zach Bridger on From 90FM, wondering if you guys want to do a Trivia Focus.
Sure.
What is your team name?
BWO, Sharpie, Fender Benders, and Bums.
Do you guys have a mascot?
Well, we got a couple of mascots. We get some bums once in a while.
What are their names?
We got Odin and Sage. We put a frozen hot dog in their mouth and ice down their crack. Take pictures of it. We had a couple guys strip down to this song singing Old Danny Boy. We got one guy that gets sharpied every year.
What's his name?
Chuck. He always falls asleep. We just write stuff on him. Pee Wee's Playhouse on his butt.
Do you guys have a theme song?
Why, Nora's got herself a big brown beaver, and she shows it off to all her friends. One day, you know, the beaver tries to leave her, so she caged him up with a cyclone fence.
Do you guys have any interesting traditions?
I wear red thongs, and we have crocheted nipple tassels. Other members taking pictures of bare butts.
If you were to win Trivia 38, what would you want as a prize?
Well, guys, strip down to their song singing Old Danny Boy, and we have crocheted nipple tassels for them.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
Mascot's trying to get off. I have Skittles in my pants. You want to taste the rainbow?
For 90FM Trivia Focus, I'm Zach Bergeron.